好，那我们晚上在祷告之前我们仍然要一起来分享忏悔诗的第七首就是我们诗篇的143篇。
Before we pray tonight, I would like to share the seventh confession poem, that is Psalm 143.
这也是忏悔诗的最后一篇。
And this is also the last confession poem in the book of Psalms.
我们来看诗篇143篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 143.
143篇第一节，大卫的诗。神啊，求你听我的祷告，留心听我的恳求，凭你的信实和公义应允我。第二节
，Verse two，
求你不要审问仆人，因为在你面前，凡活着的人，没有一个是义的。三节
，Verse three，
原来仇敌逼迫我，将我打倒在地，使我住在幽暗之处。像死了许久的人一样。第四节
Verse 4，
所以我的灵在我里面发昏，我的心在我里面凄惨。五节
Verse 5，
我追想古时之日，思想你的一切作为，默念你手的工作。第六节
Verse 6，
我要向你举手，我的心可想你，如干旱之地盼雨一样。七节
Verse 7，
主啊，求你速速应允我，我心神耗尽，不要向我掩面，免得我像那些下坑的人一样。八节
Verse 8，
求你使我清晨得听你慈爱之言，因我倚靠你，求你使我知道当行的路，因我的心仰望你。九节
Verse 9，
主啊，求你救我脱离我的仇敌，我往你那里藏身。十节
Verse 10，
求你指教我遵行你的旨意，因你是我的神，你的灵本为善，求你引我到平坦之地。十一节
Verse 11，
主啊，求你为我的名将我救活求你为你的名将我救活，凭你的公义将我从患难中领出来。十二节
Verse 12，
凭你的慈爱剪除我的仇敌，灭绝一切苦待我的人，因我是你的仆人。阿们。这一首这个诗篇啊，从第一节我们知道这个作者是大卫。
From verse 1 we can see that this psalm was written by King David.
这是七首忏悔诗当中最后的一首。
And again, this is the last of the seven confession psalms.
那也许我们会问说从这首诗也看不到看不到这个懊悔啦，忏悔的这个言辞啊。
And after reading this psalm, we may ask, I don't see anything here about regret, about confession.
所以它为什么叫忏悔诗呢？这个我们也不知道。
Why is this also called a confession psalm? We actually do not know.
里头没有向神认罪只是求神不要审问他。
Because there is no confession of sin here, only God only David appealing for guidance and deliverance.
那有人认为这一首诗是大卫在逃避他的逆子亚沙龙的时候所写的。
Now some people say that this psalm was written when David was running from his son Absalom.
因为在刚刚我们所念的这个经文当中我们可以看出大卫当时的心境是非常的伤痛跟难过的。
Because we see in this psalm that David was full of sorrow and pain.
而他唯一的安慰就是追念起神古时候的恩惠。
And his only comfort was to remember God's grace in the past.
哦，来思想神的作为，默念他所做的功。
To think of God's authority and his work.
哦，这成了他的安慰啊，哦，也成为他的仰望跟拯救。
These were his comfort and these were his hope and deliverance.
哦，那这一首，这一篇诗篇，哦，我们大概可以把它分成两个段落。
Now this psalm can be divided into two sections.
哦，一到六节，哦，是大卫他求神按着自己的信实公义，哦，来向他开恩。
In verses 1 to 6, David begins by expressing how he has been righteous in the eyes of God.
那在第二段，哦，就是七节到十二节，啊，是大卫，哦，他求神用慈爱，哦，来看顾他，哦，来剪除仇敌，啊。
And then in verses 7 to 12, David pleads for God to show loving kindness towards him and to avenge him against his enemies.
哦，就是因着神的慈爱，哦，帮助他，哦，求神剪除他的仇敌。
Out of God's loving kindness to save him and to deliver him from his enemies.
哦，那我们现在就这个来分享这一篇诗篇。
So now let us share about this psalm.
哦，第一节到第二节这里说啊，说主啊，求你听我的祷告，留心听我的恳求，凭你的信实和公义应允我，哦，不要审问仆人，因为在你的面前，凡活着的人没有一个人是义的。哦，这里告诉我们一个事实。
So verses 1 and 2 tell us a fact.
哦，在信实公义的神面前，哦，如果神按他的公义跟信实来审判我们，我们是一定下地狱的。
That according if God acted according to only his justice, then there would be no one to stand against him.
哦，因为在这个世界上啊，没有一个是义人的。
Because there is no one living that is righteous.
哦，除了我们心里头经常思想的罪恶的事，我们外在的行为啊也经常把它给做出来。
Not only do many think of evil things in their hearts, but some even put these things into action.
哦，所以我们每一个人都亏缺的神当日造人的这个荣耀。
And so all mankind falls short of the glory of God.
哦，因为人是按照神的形象被造的。
Even though man was made according to God's image,
哦，但是却没有办法彰显出神的荣耀来。
But we cannot display God's glory.
哦，所以如果我们得不到神的这个赦罪之恩呢，啊？
Unless we had received the saving grace of God.
哦，那我们仍旧是罪人，仍旧是没有指望的人。
Then we would be sinners without any hope.
哦，所以我们感谢神哦，公义的神为着这些罪人的我们预备了赎罪祭。
And so we thank God because the righteous God was willing to prepare a sin offering for we who are sinners.
哦，就是耶稣基督。
And that was our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，我们可以借着信靠我们的主耶稣啊，我们能够被神称义啊，我们能够得着神的赦罪。
And it is by relying on our Lord Jesus that we are able to be made righteous, that we can be redeemed.
哦，那再来哦，神亲自道成了肉身啊，来成为我们的挽回祭啊，这个也。符合了神他的公义跟信实。
And Jesus has become an offering for us to restore our relationship with God, and this is according to God's plan.
哦，因为啊，如果没有流血的赎罪祭，就没有救恩了。
Because without the sin offering during which blood is shed, then there would be no salvation.
所以在这里大卫他求神听他的祷告。
So here, David pleads for God to hear his prayer.
凭神的公义、信实来应允他的祈求。
To act and answer according to his faithfulness and righteousness.
但是却求神不要按照神的公义、信实来审判他因为他知道他自己绝对不及格的。
But also not to enter into judgment against him, because he knows that he cannot live up to his righteousness.
那今天呢，我们能够因着信靠主，而得到这个神的赦罪神的称义啊。
Today we are able to receive the remission of sins and the and become sanctified in the eyes of God through our faith.
所以我们在神的公义跟信实的审判之下，我们都能够过关。
And so it is by this mercy that God has given us that we are able to be saved.
这是何等的恩典。
This is the grace of God that we are able to be justified.
我们再来看三节四节这里说。
Now let's also look at verse 3 and 4.
说原来仇敌逼迫我，将我打倒在地，使我在幽暗之处，像死了许久的人一样啊。所以我的灵在我里面发昏，我的心在我里面凄惨。这里谈到这个外面仇敌的攻击让大卫心灵里头苦闷发昏。
Here it records how the attacks of the enemy has crushed David's spirit, has overwhelmed him and distressed him.
遭遇到这样的事情如果又没有人能够成为我们倾听不请这个倾心吐意的这个对象那就更加的难受，没有人了解我们。
And under these circumstances, if there is no one who is able to listen to our sorrows, then it would be even more unbearable.
那感谢主今天呢，我们虽然遭受到魔鬼的攻击。
But thank God, even though we are faced with the attacks of Satan,
借着生活，借着环境不断地逼迫着我们。
Through our lives, through our circumstances, environment, he continues to persecute us.
让我们心灵经常也是发昏烦恼。
And to cause us to be overwhelmed and distressed.
失去了盼望，就好像死人一样。
And to lose our hope and be as one who is dead.
但感谢主我们有主耶稣可以依靠。
But thank God that we have our Lord Jesus to rely on.
他是我们最好的朋友，他愿意倾听我们一切的烦恼。
Because he is our greatest friend, and he is willing and able to hear all of our sorrow, all of our distresses.
分担我们的这个烦恼这个解除我们的忧愁啊。
We are able to tell him all of our worries and to be comforted by him.
我们有这样的好朋友，多么的幸运啊。
To have such a great and wonderful friend, how wonderful it is, how blessed we are.
耶稣是我们最好的朋友。
For our Lord Jesus is our greatest friend.
但是反过来想。
But if we think about it from the opposite perspective,
那我是耶稣基督的最好朋友吗？
Are we Jesus's greatest friend?
我们什么时候也能够分担主耶稣他的烦恼，他的忧愁呢？
Are we also able to listen to all of our Lord Jesus's worries and distresses?
为着这个人的灵魂失丧来烦恼忧愁。
To worry over the souls of the people in this world.
为着弟兄姐妹的软弱烦恼忧愁。
To worry for the faith and the weaknesses of our brothers and sisters.
为教会圣工推展的瓶颈来烦恼忧愁。
To worry for the status of the holy work in the church.
哦，当然我们知道哦，我们呢、啊，哦是不可能啊、哦、来做到这一些的。
Of course, we know that we are unable to do these.
哦，但是啊，我们想，耶稣愿意分担我们一切的烦恼忧愁，但是啊，我们是不是有一丝一毫的意愿啊、哦，愿意来分担主耶稣的烦恼跟忧愁？
But it is worthy for us to think that our Lord Jesus is willing to listen to all of our worries and all of our troubles. Are we also willing to do the same for our Lord Jesus?
哦，耶稣愿意成为我们最好的朋友，但是我们是不是也愿意做耶稣最好的朋友呢？
He is willing to be our best friend. Are we also willing to be his best friend?
哦，还是啊，只不过是耶稣的酒肉朋友啊。
Or are we just,
哦，这个好天气的朋友了哈、哦，这个英文好像是这么翻的哈、哦。
Are we just a friend, in the good weather?
哦，就是只有好天气的时候啊，才看得到啊。这个一到坏天气的时候啊，啊就躲起来的哈、哦。哦，这个就是所谓的酒肉朋友哦。
That when the times are good, then our friends will see us, but when the times are bad, then they will not be able to find us anywhere.
哦，求主耶稣啊，哦，能够感动我们。
May our Lord Jesus move us.
哦，再来五节六节这里说哈、哦，说我追想古时之日，思想你的一切作为，默念你手的工作。啊，我向你举手，我的心可想你，如干旱之地盼雨一样。哦，大卫啊，在苦闷的情况之下，哎，他就回想起神哦，从古至今的恩典呢。
In verses 5 and 6, in the midst of his bitterness, David remembers the times of how God had worked in the past.
哦，想起神过去所做的奇妙作为。
He remembered the miracles which God had done.
哦，默念起神他的伟大。
And remembered his power and authority.
哦，很自然的啊，哦，就会啊，让人想要向神举手祷告。
And quite naturally, his response is to raise his hands to praise our Lord.
哦，所以我们同样的哈、哦，无论在任何的逆境，我们都不要忘记神的恩惠。
So similarly, no matter what may happen to us, we must not forget the grace of God.
哦，最重要的就是神怎么样把我们从罪恶当中拯救了出来。
And most importantly, we must not forget how our Lord has saved us from our sins.
哦，他为我们付出的哦，这个极重的代价。
And he had paid the most terrible price.
哦，他为我们把生命都倒了出来。
That he poured out his own life for our sakes.
哦，拯救我们。
To save us.
哦，所以啊，凡是向他呼求的人呢、啊，一定都不会失望。
Such that any who cry out to him will never lack in hope.
哦，所以大卫在这里啊，哦，他追想起神，哦的恩典，哦作为，哦他就得到安慰了。
And so here, because David remembered the grace of God, he was able to be comforted.
哦，他就更加迫切的要依靠神。
And he actually cried out to God all the more to cry out to him for help.
哦，那接下来第二个部分。
And then in the second part of this psalm.
哦，我们来看哈、哦，第七节哈、哦，说主啊，啊、哦、主啊，求你速速应允我，我心神耗尽，哦，不要向我掩面，啊、哦，免得啊我像那些下坑的人一样，哦，大卫在。哦、精神上、哦、灰心失望、啊、甚至、啊哦、就快要死掉了。
Even though David here described himself as his spirit failing, that he was so distressed.、
哦、所以他求神啊，哦，速速的应允他的祈求啊。
But he continued in his supplication to God.
哦，希望神赶快帮助他哦，因为啊，他已经快撑不住了。
and asking God to answer him speedily, because he will not be able to stand it much longer.
很多时候我们在急难当中我们都是希望说，神啊，你不要迟到啊，你现在就来救我啊，我快来不及了，我快要撑不下去了。
Very often when we are in an emergency, we will cry out to God to help us quickly or else before it is too late.
但是啊，神的帮助从来不会迟到的，我们尽管放心了。
But we must also remember that God will never be late, and we can leave it to Him.
Yeah, 因为神知道什么时候出手对我们是最大的帮助。
Because God knows when is the best time to help us.
对我们是最大的造就。
And when will help us the most, will edify us the most.
绝对不会不管我们的。
And He will never ignore us.
那八节这里说求你使我清晨听见你慈爱之言因我倚靠你。求你使我知道当行的路，因我的心仰望你。在这里这个大卫求神还能够听见早晨慈爱的话。
In verse 8, David pleads that he may be able to hear the loving kindness of the Lord in the morning.
这就如同人所说的仍然能够看得见明天的太阳，就是指着能够存活下去。
That he may be able to survive until to see another day.
这个诗篇三十篇的第五节那里说说一宿虽有哭泣早晨便必欢呼。
In Psalm 30 verse 5, he says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
只要我们倚靠神我们一定能够得以存活的。
So long as we are able to rely on the Lord, then we will continue to live.
那在这里大卫说求你使我知道当行的路，因为我的心仰望你。
And here David says, cause me to know in which way I should walk, for I lift my soul up to you.
我们也应当时时刻刻来求明白神的旨意。
We should always be asking to understand God's will.
而不是依靠自己的聪明。
And not relying on our own intelligence.
再看第九节。
And then in verse 9.
九节说：“神求你救我脱离我的仇敌我往你那里藏身这个魔鬼害我们要把我们这个赶离开神。
When the devil attacks us, he is trying to cause us to stray farther away from God.
但是却不知道他越是迫害我们只能够把我们赶到主耶稣的怀中。
But he doesn't realize that the more he attacks us, the more we will seek to shelter in the bosom of God.
就好像这个诗篇的119篇的17节说的。
Just as it says in Psalm 119, verse 17.
说我未受苦以前走迷了路，现在却遵守了你的话。119篇的17节。
In Psalm 119, verse 17, it says, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word.
所以这个大卫在这边他求神这个救他脱离仇敌能够让他躲在神的怀里。
And so he pleads with God to help him that he may seek shelter in the bosom of God.
第十节。
And then in verse 10.
说求你指教我遵行你的旨意，因你是我的神，你的灵本为善，求你引我到平坦之地。在这里大卫求神指教他让他能够遵行神的旨意。
So here David asks God to help him that he may do according to God's will.
好，所以啊，神的旨意啊，不是让我们啊，只是查考明白啊，更是要让我们来遵行的。
The word of God is not only for us to study and understand, but also for us to do.
哦，那让我们啊，就能够走上人生平坦的道路。
And for us to walk on this journey of life.
哦，就好像那些坐在死荫幽谷的人啊，有大光照着他们，把他们的脚啊，引回啊平安的道路上。好，那我们再来看十一节哦。
Yeah, the word of God is to guide us on this pathway. And so now let's continue to verse 11.
十一节说，神啊，求你为你的名将我救活，凭你的公义啊，将我从患难中领出来。
So verse 11, revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble.
这就是神所要的祷告。
This is the kind of prayer that God seeks from us.
神拯救人，就是为了要在人的身上得着荣耀。
God saved us that he may receive glory from us.
他预定我们借着耶稣基督儿子的名分啊，让他的荣耀，能够得着称赞。
That through the name of the Lord Jesus, we may glorify and praise him.
所以啊，我们也应当经常向神来祷告。
And so we should often pray to our Lord.
求神啊，让我们能够荣耀他的名。
And to pray that we may glorify his name.
那最后十二节说啊，凭你的慈爱，剪除我的仇敌，灭绝一切苦待我的人，因为我是你的仆人。
In verse 12, in your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant.
神不但因着慈爱来帮助我们。
Not only has God helped us with his loving kindness.
也会因着慈爱剪除我们的仇敌啊，来减少我们受苦的日子。
He will also act out of mercy to cut our enemies off from us.
来消灭那些苦害我们的人。
To destroy those who afflict us.
大卫啊，他身为神的仆人。
And David was the servant of God.
就能够这样子来向神祷告祈求。
That was why he was able to pray in this way towards God.
但更何况啊，我们都是神的儿女啊。
And we are actually God's children.
神更会为我们呢，剪除我们一切的仇敌啊。
And how much more will he help us to remove our enemies from before us?
那灭绝那一些啊，想要苦害我们的人。
To destroy all those that want to afflict us.
所以以上啊，就是大卫的大卫的诗啊。也是这个忏悔诗最后一篇呢。
So this is the Psalm of David and also the last confession psalm.
也是大卫他在极其苦难当中他对神的祷告祈求。
And David's prayer and supplication to God in time of great distress.
同时也能够作为今天我们弟兄姐妹凡是在患难病痛受苦当中我们得到力量的这个根源。
And it is also a reminder for us that we may be strengthened in times of our of need.
那我们现在就要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.